So we have Golden Time, another light novel adaptation. Our main female lead is newly admitted to a private law school in Tokyo, and he finds himself completely lost after the opening ceremony. He runs into another lost freshman, and they hit it off at once, a female student of that. And then somehow he arrives at his class and meets another beautiful girl holding roses, who then whacks him across the face. All of this is a mystery to him, and apparently he promised to marry one of the two. Until I'm really butchering this synopsis, because I really, really want to see this. So, it looks like we've got a shoujo romance love triangle at that. The staff, or the producers, are JC Staff, and we have Chiaki Kon as the director. Very low on my list, Kara. Very low.
Well, you see, no, this could go either way, in my opinion. It's from the same author as Toradora, which had crappy romance written all over it when I first, previewed it back in the day, and it ended up being very watchable and quite good. So hopefully this would be along the same lines. Like, it does look quite trashy to start off with, and JC Staff and Chiaki Kon combo doesn't really light up my world either. But Chiaki Kon does do shoujo well, so...
Yeah, and as we were discussing, JC Staff is long removed from when they did Quality.
Yes.
So...
It's been a long time since I actually enjoyed a JC Staff show.
The voiced staff are female lead, Yui Horie? Or Horie, maybe?
Horie.
Keep forgetting which vowel to pronounce. She does a lot of shoujo romance stuff. A lot of stuff aimed at various groups, actually, when you really look at it. Plus, she fancies herself a singer, so she has done a lot of openings and endings. You guys may recognize her from Bakemonogatari, Dog Days, Love Hina, Neko Monogatari, etc., and so forth, as being the singer of the openings and endings. The male lead's not so much experience. One guy actually listed as no previous experience, and my anime list doesn't necessarily mean he has no experience. But, and the other guy, yeah, I wouldn't recognize any of the roles he's... Oh, never mind, I would recognize him all. He was Leto in Gargantia recently. So, that's about it. Very inexperienced male voice staff, experienced female staff, which for a shoujo romance isn't that big of a deal.
But the only thing is that this is dealing with college students, so it's not high schoolers. The main male lead isn't actually the love interest of the male female lead. She's the love interest of his best friend. It's a bit... It could go... It's an unusual setup, so it's different. It's not high school, for change.
Thank goodness, right?
Yeah, high school.
But if they just transplant the high school rom-com format into college, does it really make a difference?
They're just slightly older, so it just doesn't make a big difference. But so when at least they get out of school uniform.
Also, so when they get nude, it's not being a pedophile to watch it now, right? Is that the difference? They're over 18. They're legitimately legal at that point.
Even if they still look ridiculously young.
What's that?
Even if they still look ridiculously young.
Yes. No, I think it's just a single season. I don't know. I've got nothing on this, to be honest, other than it's not high on my list.
I'm willing to give it a go.
Are you?
Yes. I'm going to give it a go. I give everything a go anyway, but I think that this... If there's anything that's going to come out of JC Staff, this is probably something that could be fairly good, just given the previous Toradora. I liked Toradora, and this is the same author. So, and Chiaki Kon does do shoujo well. So
it's right up your alley, then.
It's not really up my alley, but I'm willing to give it a fair chance. So.
But you give everything a fair chance.
Yeah.
we got to put a filter on you, Kara. All right. Got to get you the bad anime filter.
I don't have one of those. I go out of my way to seek out bad anime to watch.